Replay, Step 3, Fortune Telling, Episode 220. Are you ready to make your law firm a profit-generating machine that will free up your time and skyrocket your impact? With more than 2 decades of business growth experience and having proven that you can be successful while prioritizing your family and your impact, introducing the Profit with Law podcast. I am your host, the creator of the Firm Differentiator 10X Effect, Moshe Amsel. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Profit with Law podcast. I'm your host, Moshe Amsel, and today is the last of the episodes that we're replaying in this information product series. So if you haven't been paying attention, if you haven't been listening, if you've missed a bunch of episodes, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to go back. It's titled Replay, Lawyers Are Leaving Money on the Table. So if I'm off on the episode number, that's the title of the episode. Go back and listen to that first because it'll give you context. What is this information product stuff and how does it relate to a law firm? And honestly, this is a missing ingredient that I'm a firm believer in. The fact that law firms are leaving a lot of money on the table, there's a lot of opportunity out there. The information product industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. It's growing exponentially. There's literally courses and memberships on everything you can think of. Why not open something or release something that's aligned with what you have to offer that captures somebody at the beginning of the journey, the middle of the journey, at the end of the journey, without competing with the services that you provide, while at the same time, even making your marketing more effective, making your marketing easier and better. And if you want to know exactly how this works, if you want to see a demonstration of how it works, if you want to hear from experts how it works, then you're going to want to join us for our one-day summit, which at the time you're listening to this is today. So it's June 15th is our one-day event. It's happening in our Facebook group, and you can sign up for it at profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue, profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue. Sorry, I guess there's a frog in my throat, but I hope to see you there. And if you missed it, if it's after June 15th, do not worry. Go there anyway. Click the link. Put in your information, and you'll be taken to a page with links to each of the sessions of the event. We want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to go through this, so please go to profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue, and we'd love to see you there. Now, here we're going to go with step number 3. This is the last of 3 steps that I released on the podcast related to information products, and the rest of your journey you'll have to take with us, beginning with our one-day event coming up today. Again, profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue. Here is the replay now. I'm going to be continuing the journey with information products. So if you haven't been tuned in, you want to check out episode 98 and episode 100 for steps 1 and 2. And now we're going to continue after a brief hiatus last week on step number 3. I have a very interesting title to this episode, Fortune Telling, and you'll understand why shortly. But before we do that, we are just days away from our one-day summit where we're going to highlight a number of experts and take you on a journey through this understanding information products and how it can work in your law firm, down to the nitty-gritty of how to do this. We're very excited to go through that journey with you and take you through that process. So if you're not already registered and signed up for that, you're going to want to do that today because Monday, June 15th, we're spending a day together live. It's all happening in our Facebook group. You need to be signed up for it to be allowed into the group. So you definitely want to go to profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue, profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue to register for our one-day summit, unlock your hidden revenue stream, and I am super, super excited to be spending that day with you guys. over the weekend, we celebrated my daughter Rachel's third birthday. So she turned 3 years old. For those of you who are just learning about me for the first time, I've got a number of children ranging in age. My oldest is turning 21 this week, and my youngest just turned 3. So we've got a nice big age range there. And my little one, Rachel, turned 3, and you know, we had a drive-by party for her. And that drive-by party was just so amazing to be able to take a situation where, you know, the normal way of doing things, the normal way of celebration is just basically robbed from you. And to for people to come together and really make the best of it and to enjoy the experience. And my daughter, I mean, she's turning 3. She didn't really know the difference. She loved every minute of it. She got to see everybody. She got presents, and she was a really happy camper, which is really all that a parent can want. But it got me thinking, and it's really relevant to the topic today, because you have to meet your client where they are. You can't expect that they are going to, every single person is going to follow the status quo of what you expect them to do. And if you're willing to change the rules, if you're willing to bend and operate differently, you're going to have a much larger clientele that you're willing, that's willing to work with you. And that's really the crux of the discussion with information products. That's really where we are going with this. And I want to just lay the groundwork with saying, you know, attorneys should have been first to the market with information products. And instead, attorneys are, I don't know, I don't want to say last, but there's a huge multi-billion dollar industry when it comes to information products. And where are the lawyers? Where are the attorneys in this? I can probably count on my two hands every attorney that is doing this currently successfully. And I am on a mission to change that. It's not the mission, it's not my overall mission, but I'm on a mission currently to change that because I so adamantly believe that this can be a game changer, not just for you, but for the legal industry in general. I had a really good conversation with a podcast guest that we haven't aired yet, and it's not going to air until after this promotion that we're doing now occurs. But the conversation that we had is all about the legal industry and the status of the legal industry and what is at the root of the problem. And the whole discussion that we had was about the ability to have non-attorney owners in a law firm, which is a hot topic, but it's along the same lines, right? The tech industry is evolving, and there are ways to automate and serve people in various areas of the law where a computer could do the job that an attorney is doing. And it's scary for attorneys to realize that. And therefore, the reaction is to hold the skill that the attorney has tight to the chest and not to let anybody access it and not to be willing to share and not to be willing to allow these intruders to take over. But the reality is that that's not the way to deal with it. If you do that, you're going to lose. The way to deal with it is to become a giving person, to put yourself out there with free information, to establish yourself as an authority on the subject matter, and then you can make a living from sharing that information in a paid form. It doesn't have to be the traditional way with service-based legal work. It could be with prepackaged courses and packaged memberships and things like that, which is what we've been discussing. So what I want to do today is I want you to start thinking. There are courses on how to play a guitar. There are courses on how to swim. There are courses on how to, how to freaking make canned food. There's practically courses on everything, courses on how to knit and how to sew and anything that you could possibly want to do. You can go on the internet, search for it, and find somebody who's created an information product to sell that. So it's time to recognize that what you do is teachable. Now, obviously, it's not everything that you do, right? Somebody else cannot go into court and litigate an issue or even successfully navigate the negotiations in a confrontational dispute type of situation. But so many of you listening are not that type of attorney. So many of you are doing bankruptcies, you're doing estate planning, you're doing business support where you're helping draft contracts and agreements and form LLCs and corporations. All of those things are things that people can do on their own if they are knowledgeable and educated to, if they want to. The fact that you're going to go out there in the marketplace and teach somebody how to do it themselves doesn't take away from your ability as an attorney. Let me ask you this. How much do you charge to do an LLC for somebody? What do you charge for that? $400? $500? Well, if you can teach somebody how to do it and charge them $100 to do that, how much easier would it be to sell that? How many more clients could you have? And you don't have to do the work. You don't have to do the LLC for them. You're just teaching them. You can serve so many more people with so much less work. And that's on a small scale. That's an easy one to show and to navigate. You know, what about estate planning, where you can charge $5,000 a client, or you can teach people how to do it themselves, and the more complex ones are going to rise to the top, where you could charge even more than $5,000. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you can charge $2,000 for an information product. You put three people through that, and that's the same as one person doing an estate plan. You did the work once, and you just keep putting people through that. People know they need to get this done. If they have a simple, easy way to do it where they can buy that product, guess what? People who are buying the information product, some of them are going to upgrade, become your clients. So what I need you to do is I need you to start imagining the situation where this information product that you've envisioned from step one and step two is now coming into fruition. And this is the reason that this is a complete separate step is because this is so very important. Becoming an authority, creating a platform, gaining an audience of people who follow you, who want to get from you and learn from you, that takes effort. It takes time. Nobody said it's easy. I'm not standing here saying it's easy. However, you build it once, you do the work once, and then you just continue to fuel the machine. You don't have to be spending time with every single client. It is a very scalable system, a very scalable business. So I don't want to scare you away from it, but I also don't want you to think that overnight, okay, go to sleep tonight, and in the morning I wake up, and I have an information product for sale, and everyone's lining up to buy it. Doesn't work that way. You know it doesn't work that way. There's work to be done to make the inroads into the market that you need to make. And that's going to take some persistence and perseverance to make it through that initial hurdle. That is where most people who try and set out to do this give up and fail and walk away. And my goal is to give you this information up front so that you are not making the same mistake. You're coming in prepared. If you went into law school thinking the law school was going to take you 6 months and you were going to be done, then you would have never made it through law school. You went in with an expectation of what was involved, that it was a lot of work, that it was a certain amount of time. You knew what you were getting into when you started. And that's how you were able to persist and persevere through law school. This is no different. You're on a journey. This is not going to happen overnight. It is going to take you at least 12 months to figure this out, to get it going, to test, tweak, and adjust and make it better. However, the thing that's going to keep you going is the vision of possibility. If you can imagine your life after this is working for you, that is where the motivation is going to come from. So what I want to do in this episode, what I want to share with you, the gift I want to give to you, is for you to be able to imagine life a year, 2 years from now. And I want you to think about this information product. Think of all the work that's already been done, and you have essentially a course or a membership, something that you have done the work, it's already created, and all you're doing is selling it. And the only thing that you do is you sell it a couple of times a year, twice a year. You have a major promotion, and you put a bunch of people through this program. So I want you to envision what the dollar amount of the program is, and I want you to envision how many people you bring in through that promotion. And what you're going to start to realize is that it doesn't take much. You want a $500,000 business, and you're selling a $2,000 information product? Well, that's $250,000. For each promotion, right? Divided by 2,000, you only need to sell 125 seats. You only need to get 125 people to buy each of the two times that you promote this. Imagine a life where you promote something twice a year, put 125 people through it, and you have a $500,000 business. And then, on top of that, imagine that 3% of them become clients. You have 250 people that you put through this program. And now 3% of them upgrade to become clients of your law firm. That's 8 clients that you generate from those courses. And that's 3%. That's a tiny number. It's actually probably more than that. But let's just say that that's all it is. Let's just say it's only 3%. Well, you have 8 people who are willing to pay to use your services at a higher level. So if you are able to charge $10,000 or $15,000 for those people, that's another $80,000, $120,000. You're at a $600,000, $700,000 business without any of the current marketing efforts that you're doing, without any of the work that you're currently doing. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine what you would want, the position you would want to be in. Who would be doing the legal work in your firm if money wasn't an issue? How involved would you be in the legal work? How involved would you be in the marketing? How involved would you be? Would you want to just be getting on video and talking to people? Get on some support calls and to support your students through their program and talk to them? Run your team? You know, what do you want to do? If money wasn't an object, what would make you happy? Or do you want to do nothing and just let your firm run with you observing from up top and not really doing anything? Whatever you want to do, you could when you have the cash coming in to have the flexibility to do that, because you can put people in the seats that you don't want to sit in. And information products is going to accelerate the ability for you to do that. So today's mission, today's job, today's what I want you to do with this podcast episode is I want you to imagine and envision what life could be like if you can simply plug X number of people into an information product that you're charging X number of dollars for. And every business is going to be different. Every market's going to be different. you know, in the beginning of the episode, I gave an example with a $100 product. Now I gave an example with a $2,000 product. The product can be whatever you want it to be. As long as it's providing significant value to your client when they purchase that, that's all that you need. There are information products that are six figures. There are information products that are $47. Now, I would not encourage you to dabble in the $47 area or even the $97 area. But I do think that there is the ability for any attorney in any practice area to be able to use information products to not only increase the revenue, but also increase the leads coming into the business, because naturally there's a transition. There are people who buy a product, they think they're going to do something themselves, or they think they're solving problem X, really they have problem Y. And they're just going to look to you as the best person for the job, because they already have an interaction with you. They already know who you are. They already know what your capabilities are. They know a little bit about you. They have an affinity to you. They're going to use you. The beautiful thing is that when you can imagine the after state, when you can imagine what life could be like, that can give you all the fuel that you need to keep going. For me, I don't know if I've shared this publicly on the podcast before, but I shared it in an email recently with, if you sign up for the Hidden Revenue One Day Summit, if you go to profitwithlaw.com/hidden revenue, the second email that you get is going to tell you this story. So I'll share it here on the podcast as well. My three older daughters are from my first marriage. And when they were 9 and 8, in that age range, I mean, their mother was an alcoholic, unbeknownst to me. And later it came to light, and, you know, they moved in with me, and we got them therapy, and this, you know, some of this stuff came out afterwards, and I just wasn't aware it was going on. But they were being neglected, and one of the things that happened was they were being left home alone at night, and my girls were, it was 3 a.m, and their mother wasn't home, and they were getting worried, you know, where is she? So they picked up the phone, and they called her cell phone, and the taxi driver answered and told them that their mother had left the phone in the car. Now imagine, these kids are 3 a.m, their mother is not home, and they have no way to reach her. And they also were under strict instructions from her not to call their father. So that was what they were being exposed to. So when this came to light, and I wanted to focus every ounce of energy that I had and every dollar that I had on helping them get through this and helping them get past it by going with them to therapy and Alateen meetings and anything else that needed to be done to provide the supports necessary to them, that required time. It required money. And it was in that time, and I always had a vision of doing something to help people and being involved in, you know, financials, business, but information products was not on my radar. And at that time, when I was going through that, it suddenly occurred to me that I need to find a way that my living is not tied to my hours, so that I have the flexibility to be able to take care of the people that I love when I need to take care of them, and not have to prioritize my work over my family, and be able to always prioritize my family over my work. And that's when I started my journey into information products. That's when I discovered this amazing tool where you can take your knowledge set, you can take your expertise, and you can package it up and sell it to somebody who is very happy to get that and be spoon-fed the information and learn from you, and you can get paid in the process, and you create it once, and you keep selling it over and over again. There's nothing, it's not like you need to produce anything. You don't have to go to manufacturers. You simply just create your course or your membership and you sell it. And that is, it's just one example of what life could be like, what you could do if you navigated this journey successfully. Now, there's a big statement I just said there, if you navigated this journey successfully. So if you were paying attention, you're probably nodding your head saying, yep, just like anything, it's, you know, it only works for some people. Yeah, most people give up too soon. But also, most people, they don't have the right support to go through this. We're literally providing the breadcrumbs that you need. We're providing the trail from beginning to end. Listen to the podcast. When you sign up for the Hidden Revenue One Day Summit, one of the first things I'm going to email to you is a playlist of Facebook Live videos. I've been doing a live demo, taking one of my coaching clients, and we are together creating an information product for her law firm. And we're doing it all completely live on Facebook so that you can see it step by step as it comes to fruition, as we create it. You can watch the process. Now, there's no guarantee of success on the first go, but we're going to make a go at it. We're going to work together to do that, and hopefully it'll pay off for her. But even if it doesn't on the first go around, the key is she's got to do it again and do it again until she figures it out, until she figures out her market, where they are, establishes herself as an authority. But the reason I brought this up is that this is, we've given you the podcast, we've given you the inside look into helping somebody walk through this, and then a one-day event. And then after the one-day event, I'm going to introduce you to my mentor, James Wedmore, who I'm in his high-level coaching program. I spend tens of thousands of dollars with him in that program. I fly across the country. I fly to California to attend in-person events 4 times a year because he is, in my books, the go-to resource when it comes to creating a successful information product business. And that's essentially what you're doing. It's a extension of your law firm, but it's essentially a business unit of your law firm. And he's about to go into his product launch. So I'm going to, when we reach the end of our journey together, we're going to go together into his, and you're going to learn the information product side. So I've been talking specifically from the legal perspective, and you're going to see the information product business through his eyes, through his lens, and be able to watch through that. And you'll also be given an opportunity to get access to his complete business playbook. Like he has a program called Business by Design, where it literally has step-by-step processes for everything you need to do. It's insane the way that it's been created and set up for you. Think of a franchise. When you buy like a McDonald's franchise, it comes with all the instructions, like literally how to set up the store, you know, exactly what the layout needs to look like, how to how to market it, how to hire, how to find the right staff, how to train your staff. There's literally like a playbook for everything you need to do. That's essentially what this is. I mean, you're not buying into a franchise, but you're getting the same kind of step-by-step instructions that you would get if you purchased a franchise. So I'm really excited about everything we're doing, and I'm excited to share it with you, and I welcome you to continue this journey with me. For those of you who are not interested in information products, do not worry. We are almost at the end of this, and we're going to return to our usually scheduled programming. We have a ton of great interviews lined up. We've already done so many interviews. We've got a few months in the hopper, and it's really, really exciting for me. I've never been this far ahead with something before. So I'm just excited for what the future is going to bring for us together as the podcast community of the Profit With Law podcast. But go to profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue. Join us for the one-day summit. So hopefully you are not procrastinating and you're going to sign up, and I will see you there. And I'm excited Thursday, bringing another great guest interview over to you, over your way. And that marks the end of the replay from our previous podcast that was released a little over a year ago. And if you missed it at the beginning, I'm sure you didn't, but in case you were jogging or in the shower at the time, run over to your computer, go or take out your iPhone, your smartphone, your Android device, whatever it is, go to profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue and sign up to join me today for our sessions already in progress by the time you're hearing this. If you're hearing this after June 15th, no sweat. Replays, recordings are available to you. Just go to profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue. This is absolutely free, no charge. We brought a ton of experts your way, and we're super excited to be sharing this with you and opening your minds to new possibilities, new opportunities. So go check it out at profitwithlaw.com/hiddenrevenue, and we'll catch you on Thursday for our next interview episode. That's it for this week's episode of Profit With Law. If you have enjoyed the show, please consider sharing it with at least one person. Imagine how many lives we can change if we each shared this episode. Another way to share the episode is on social media. We appreciate your support and look forward to you joining us again next week.